Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Of Mega Show, Sunday Mega Show. Hope you're buckled up and ready to go here, kids, because it's open lines. Your calls take priority, and I will get to calls in a momento here. But I want to welcome everybody first to the broadcast tonight. Shouts out to Anonymous 420, Artie's World, Crappy Tires, Ghost Pickles, Halcrum, Halcyon. Everybody needs a healthy dose of Halcyon in their chat room, okay? Check, microphone check. 2-2-2-2, is this on? 2-2-2, yeah. Who else do we have? Motormouth News in the building, as well as Stabby McHugs, Super Dog Pain, The Aborted Fetus, and Wolf 427. Is that the aborted fetus that was in the chat room with Ghost a couple weeks ago? Are you the guy, is Aborted Fetus, are you the guy that used to troll Ghost and you apologized to him in his Pal Talk room the other day? Is that the guy, are you the same guy, the same kid? Jesus Christ, that kid's like, he's got to be like 8 years old. Oh, man. Insane. 8-year-olds, dude. Seriously. 8-year-olds, bro. So, yeah, if you haven't been following me on Twitter, then maybe you don't know about Operation BART. Operation BART was commenced by these anonymous kids again. They're up to no good. They decided they're gonna flex nuts on the BART, and they took down. They defaced. They didn't take it down. They defaced. The site is now down for repair, apparently, but. Earlier today, the website that's it's an affiliated website. It's sort of a promotional arm of the Greater BART website. It's mybart.org, which is sort of a commuter-based offshoot, promotional offshoot of the bart.gov site. Whatever. So that got a little touch-up today by these anonymous kids, and as you can witness from the slideshow I have there, and tonight's program depicts some of the defacement that happened on the mybart.org website earlier today via the kids down at Anonymous. And then also they simultaneously released a leak of some passwords and user login information associated with most of, if not all, the accounts registered on mybart.org. It's not really yourbart.org anymore, is it? It's more like all your Bart belongs to us.org. 347-826-7667 is the numero. If you missed it, it made the news already, kiddos. It's already hit the newspapers. Headlines. Let's go to a clip here, and the local news station here, ABC 7, the ABC affiliate, blah. You can just cue this up here. They had a little piece on this already, and I'm going to play that for you here. Cue this up, and then take your calls, 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. If you're listening and you're not in the chat room, but you're on Twitter, you can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I will be making a conscious effort tonight to try to maintain my Twitter and try to live tweet people while the show is going on, because I know last couple of shows that's been happening and I haven't been paying close attention. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
Now, Anonymous is no stranger to hacking. The group has left its mark on several well-known websites around the world. ABC7's Lillian Kim is live in the newsroom, and Lillian, a spokesperson for the group, actually spoke with us today.
That's right, Alan. Now, Anonymous didn't hold back any punches. The hackers wrote, any 8-year-old with an internet connection could have done what they did. Anonymous also wrote that none of the information, including the passwords, was encrypted. This breach has affected 2,000 people. Bart has since emailed those whose information was leaked, and that includes names, email addresses, passwords, and in some cases, home addresses and phone numbers. We spoke to a user of mybart.org who is among those whose personal information was compromised, and he has spent a good part of the afternoon changing his password on his other accounts.
I understand the reason that they're protesting, but they're hurting the wrong people. They're hurting the commuters, and they're hurting consumers like me who don't have anything to do with BART other than having to ride it as a way to get to and from work. You know, I'm not responsible for what happened. I just use BART because it's there, and I need it to get in and out of the city. So, you know, why do things that attack me?
This is kind of a thumb in the eye to the folks who run BART, and it's a way to that Anonymous feels that it can draw attention to what they view as an abuse of authority and maybe a First Amendment violation when Bart pulled the plug on cell phone connectivity a few days ago.
We talked to a spokesperson with Anonymous, and he told us, quote, it was a global attack. They were able to gain access to an admin account for the Bart website. Once in, they were able to export the MySQL database. Somebody in Austria named DJ Mash leaked it through his site. The spokesperson, who doesn't want to be identified, also said attempts were made to hack the actual BART website, bart.gov, but he said that failed due to its expansive network of servers. In the newsroom, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
All right, thank you, Lillian.
Now can you clap for the killers? Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I autistic criminals, but all of y'all should listen to me. Now if you ever catch me switching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for Hanson, do this pattern. Hey, playboy pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama murdering with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and case it for a grand to see and they computed. For bankers, babies, the Bahamas off a billion flutes. For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be starving folks for bread until they breath hard. Hey, take a memo, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CDC and say our leader's one. But first we fax a photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gag done. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for gangsters while I sprinted to your backyard. Not for them coppola criminals, they just act hard. Tony Montana had a stylist and a sad card. When he reloaded, slaves forgot that they had back guards. Hey, mama, Mr. De Niro, what kind of gun is that? Can you look more like a menace than you now running back? Hey, sister, so what's gonna say she got all them money stacks? Long as his Liz never looked at the real maniac. Clap for them killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. And pay your clap for the killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters.
Chat room is scrolling like a little bitch right there. What's happening, everybody? It's Vince the Bay. It's Street Sweeper Social Club. Boots Riley, Tom Morello. Shouts out to them. Boots Riley's going to be playing here in the Bay, yo. Independent on the 19th. Yeah, good times. Street Sweeper Social Club right there for that ass. I'm Vincent the Bay. Hit me up, 347-826-766, salad. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines here. I've got a caller waiting. Block number, you're on the air.
I walked into the train, and the guy on the floor, and everybody was a dinosaur.
Dinosaur?
Dinosaur?
What are you talking about? Hello? All right. There'll be none of that. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're talking about Operation BART. Anonymous has struck again. BART pissed them off. And I wish I could find the guy that tweeted it. There's some guy out there. He lives in the Bay, and I follow him on Twitter. Just some random dude. And he's not into any of this at all. He's just a random dude. But he just tweeted, he's like, good job, BART. You pissed off Anonymous. Way to go. And that's just how it happens, you know? And my BART.org got pwned hardcore today. And, man, this goes, I looked at the list, and I live in the Bay. I live here in San Francisco. I probably know somebody on that list. And I did my best to kind of comb through it and see if I knew anybody. I wasn't able to recognize any names offhand that I knew personally. So, you know, that was good news for me. But like this poor schmuck that was in the clip there, he had to change. He openly admitted on the air, face fagged and everything, that he had to go down and change all his passwords to all of his accounts. So he just basically broadcasted to the entire world that, oh, hey, I used the same password for everything, dudes. Check that out. I just broadcasted that to fucking the world via ABC7 News. Thank you, ABC7 News, for your excellent reporting. Appreciate that team down there. I forgot the name of the correspondents there, but they're doing a bang-up job down there. But, of course, this is a part of Operation BART, which is going on. It's a 35-hour marathon, I believe. 35-hour marathon that Anonymous is, you know, these online hacktivists, they're essentially trying to give BART a taste of their own medicine is what it boils down to here is what I'm saying, okay? Trying to say, hey, big brother, well, you know, who's watching the watchers, right? That's kind of how I see it. And I hope this is a wake-up call to all the people that were on that list. I hope, like this guy in this news piece, this should be a wake-up call to him that, hey, you know, there's only one person who is there's only one person responsible for your online security, and that is you. That's it. You have to take the responsibility on yourself. You can't count on anybody else. You can't count on mybart.org. You can't count on any of these .govs. That's what was interesting to me with these leaks is there's a lot of people working at .gov these days in San Francisco that commute on BART, apparently. These people, are they even paying for BART? Jesus, they all work for the government. Do they even have to pay? What the hell? Lots of .govs. Various other interesting corporations and the like. Some financial firms had employees on this list. Some government contractors had some members on this list. Kind of interesting little cross-check section of commuters willing to put their phone number, their address, their email, their password, which just happens to be, oh, I don't know, the town they live in. Oh, I don't know, my password will just be my name. Oh, my password will be my horoscope sign, my astrological sign. That'll be my name. Anyway, let me take calls. 347-826-7667-111111. Block number, you're on the air. What's up? Hello? Caller, you're on the air. You there? Hello? I guess not. All right, well, I have several callers on the line, but nobody with their hand up. If you want to join the conversation, just press 1. That you know, you can raise your hand that way. It alerts me that you want to get in on this. I mean, there's got to be people out here who want to talk about this shit. Come on, we got Urinon News in here. Shouts out to Urinon News. You know, Urinon News is just a Twitter slut, like a bigger Twitter slut than I thought I was. I mean, I thought I was a pretty big Twitter whore, but Urinon News is just fucking, you know, got two. You must have like a BlackBerry in one hand and a iPhone in the other, and you're tweeting on a laptop with your toes. I don't know how you do it, dude. Like, are you doing the Tumblr in one, and you're doing the Twitter in the other, and you're doing the IRC in the other, and God knows how do you people do this? And you have to keep anonymity too, so you probably have like, because this is what I heard. Topiary apparently had like something like 16. Different operating systems or personalities or whatever that he sort of morphed hopped behind. Like you people are nuts, and that's what I'm talking about. These people are going are smart. They're ahead of the game. They're protecting their online. They're protecting themselves online from God knows what marketers. Seriously, dude, I'm more afraid of spamming and marketing than I am of my password getting out there. You know, that kind of shit. It's just like, come on. Like, who are the real criminals here? All right, and also, you always have to say, you always have to postulate this. Suppose these anonymous kids didn't leak this information. Suppose they just kept it to themselves and, you know, passed it around off the internet. How about that? That'd be an interesting scenario, wouldn't it? How many websites out there are not being published right now? For every one that is, how many aren't? 347-826-7667 is the numero. Come on, don't be shy, kids. Let's do this. Party. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Dinosaur.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think about that, kids? Yay? Nay? Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's a major fail right there. Come on, folks. Stop hating in the Bay. See, this all comes back to what Selassie says. Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Seriously, just stop hating in the Bay. If there was no hating in the Bay, if Bart wasn't hating, they wouldn't be negotiating.
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Eugene. All right, come on. Call in, 347-826-7667. I know, Crappy Tires has got a goddamn opinion on this. Crappy Tires, you can feel free to chime in at any time. If not, I'll just keep playing tunes, dude. The coup, like I said, the coup is coming up, is playing next week at the Independent. I'm probably going to check that out. I'll play some of that in a second, but I think I have a caller now. Let me just go to the phones here. Area code 571, you're on the air now.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby buns. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastical. This is Melissa Hopkins, everybody. Welcome to the show, Melissa Hopkins.
Hello, hello. I tell you, it is beyond freakishness after 24 years to be disconnected from the television and from the internet and to hear for the first time about this Bart thing about 1 minute ago, so I don't even know what happened. Can you give me a 30-second update?
Did you hear that clip I just played?
I didn't because my cell phone died, so I had to.
Jesus Christ! What are you doing? You didn't? I just played. Okay, it's like a minute long. I'll play it again. Hang on. Let me cue this up. Okay, it's basically. Well, I'll preface it before, though. Basically, it breaks down.
You can just tell me. I can research the rest. Just give me the break.
Okay. On Thursday, there was a planned protest in the making, scheduled for one of the BART stations. I don't even remember which station they are. I'm going to presume it was Civic Center Station, because I'm pretty sure that's where this guy... This homeless man who had a knife on the BART platform got shot and killed a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
That happened maybe like a month ago, I want to say. And so there's a lot of shit that went down about that. A lot of, here in San Francisco, there's a lot of activists, dude. A lot of, like, boots on the ground activists out here. People that are, very, mostly left-leaning, but...
Yeah, it's the same thing here in Oregon. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you know how it is. It's the People's Republic of San Francisco. Get used to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so these people, you know, or this little activist group organized was organizing a protest, and I think they got something, they were getting like something like 200 or 300 people together, and they were coordinating on Twitter and Facebook and texting and all that stuff, and I guess the feds got or BART authorities got caught wind of this. And decide, all right, you know what? We're going to shut down all cell phone service in the station because these people are like giving away our police positioning.
This is what happens when liberals give control over to the government.
It's just more police state behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Being nuts being flexed by BART. Now, somebody asked me or tweeted me before I got on the show saying that, well, you know, I don't think technically I think BART's totally within their rights to cancel the service. And you know, and I thought of it when I initially heard about this whole thing, because you know, all free speech and First Amendment right people were up in arms. And, you know, my first gut reaction was kind of like, well, you know, that's kind of fucked up that they did that. Like, that's a bad PR move for sure. They're definitely going to lose in the court of public opinion, which I think is ultimately more important.
Probably not in the People's Republic of San Francisco, but when people lose their public transportation over it, then...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Got it. People will spend all fucking day long complaining about public transit, but the minute you take it away from them... They'll start
mm-hmm.
complaining about that. That's exactly how it is. Oh, I lived in New York. I know how. I lived in New York when they shut down the whole subway, when the MTA went on strike, and it was like
mm-hmm.
for like 2 or 3 weeks. This must have been 2005, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down the MTA. It's the MTA over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, the whole subway system went on strike, and they shut it down. And it was like in the middle of the winter too, and it was cold.
Well, how about when they cut down all the garbage pickup service because the unions got mad this last winter during the blizzard.
New York is just a shit stall to begin with. Like, goddamn,
right.
Thank God I'm not living in that fucking infested fucking rat infested hive of just scum and villainy. It's horrible. It's the worst place. I don't know why anybody would want to torture themselves by living there. It's horrible. It's depressing. Everybody's pissed off.
It is
Everybody's
so wonderful to visit for like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, it's great. I visited for 2 years. I had a great time living there for 2 years. But God, I was just like, if it taught me anything, it taught me that, God damn it, I'm a motherfucking Californian. That's right, bitch. That's why I'm
here. Well, what I said is,
you can't take the bay out of the vents.
And what I say is you just can't take the West Coast out of the girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I call it the right coast and the left coast. And, you know, Oregon, Washington, California, it's definitely the left coast. But it's the West Coast first.
The left coast is the best coast. West Coast is the best.
It is.
That's what it's all about, yo.
So, what the hell happened?
I didn't finish the whole story, I guess. I didn't leave off, because I left off so they planned this protest. They got shut down because the BART decided to shut down the system communications. And then, you know, that story hit the
internet. Now, when you say cut down communications, does that mean, like, emergency services couldn't get there?
I don't think – I would imagine that you could still – because the trains have, like, an emergency alert button or whatever. If there's, like, an emergency, you don't have to use your cell phone. Because, you know, about – what was it, 2 years, 3 years ago? They didn't even have cell service in these BART trains. That was the thing I was getting back to is my initial reaction – when this happened was like, well, it's kind of fucked up that they did that. They're going to lose the PR battle here, but I don't think they really, you know, up until 5 years ago, they didn't have cell phone service to shut down. So it was a moot point back then. But now it's sort of, you know, there, again, it's another example of how this age of tech, where we have technology and the internet.
You know what it is? It's more than, you know what it is? It's more than that. You know what it is more than that? It is since 9/11 and since the Patriot Act went into effect. Now, this went under effect under George W. Bush, a Republican. It pretty much put all control of technological communications in the hands of the government, that they could shut down or create or discreate at a moment's whim if they decided to. And it's all because of the worst piece of legislation I've ever seen, which is called the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Talk about a misnomer for a name of the worst piece of legislation I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So what else?
Melissa, you sound a little preoccupied there. Are you in the kitchen? Are you making a drink? What's going on there?
No, actually, what I'm doing is, you know, I used to live on an acre of land with all kinds of privacy around me, and now I live in a townhouse community where everybody listens to every freaking thing that you say. So I have to be kind of quiet.
You being, in other words, we're going to be, you're going to be a little naughty.
Because
I also
found out that the guy behind me, that lives right behind me, is a cop.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
What are you talking about, honey? Tell me more. Tell me more. What else is going on?
I can hear that vibe from Bueller's Day Off or whatever. That one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We're in the Melissa Hopkins zone right now, everybody. Yeah. How many drinks have you had tonight, Melissa? Come on, honestly, be honest.
Actually, I just had my third sip of wine. I have been in
third sip
a,
of wine.
Let's just say.
I mean,
yes,
does that
I
mean
just,
by wine by sip? Do you mean glass?
No, sip. I have been in a, let's just say, a gently heated discussion with my husband on how do you take a 3,500 square foot house and arrange it properly into a 1,400 square foot townhouse. So I won, and not only did we finish the basic layout, but I made an absolute kick-ass dinner at the same time.
Unforreal. I can't believe it. Amazing.
Yep.
There you have it. Melissa Hopkins, the one and only. If you want to join Melissa and I right now, 347-826-7667 is the number. It looks like the switchboard's starting to light up here. I'm going to go take a little break here, screen these calls, and then come back and we can chat some more about, oh, what the fuck, Operation BART. That's the topic of the night, Operation BART. What do you think? 347-826-7667. I'm Vince LeBay, yo. Oh, yeah, hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to check to my Twitter right now, too. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. All right. BRB, yo.
job was not yet platinum, so that cowards the streets was saxophone. My mood like my hair was relaxed and blowed. I hated police and my teachers were beats. My heat in the trunk of the classic Caprice. The one university I knew Yale, so I took this bag and put it on sale. Now philosophically you'd be opposed to an inhaling coke by a mouth or the nose, but economically I would propose that you go eat a stick as employment it froze. And I felt like an abandoned child, left to fend for myself in the wild, while every courtroom judge and gavel were there to bury me under the gravel or at the bottom of the finest motel. Observe, you find without fail that in every neighborhood and penitentiary there exist many others who are similar to me. And we are the one. We'll see you face here today. We can fight. It's your disgrace. Smash up your face. That's just the right. In later years, I lost some peers who mixed burners with Belvedere and some shots from gung-ho cashiers. The world was hell, yet hell was near. So I see 4 kilo and my sack got a little bit taller like Kilo. A true CEO. There was all of this hell and then this one hero. The intensity was 45 as I clinched 5 digits on the 45. Belly down at the retail store, I would detail more, but I don't wish it to be glorified. If there was a plan, I would think of the listen to not sleep in the park in the fetal position, having to wipe off canine fecal emission. Otherwise, I survive without legal permission. That's an equal division, and then we go to prison, which is a legal decision. All I wanted was the Rico to glisten and my kids to have meat in the kitchen. I'm complete ammunition. There's a given what the people are driven that way. We are the one. We'll see you faint here today. Go get your stomach. We can fight. It's your disgrace. Smash up your face. That's just the life. The dreams and the dice, the evidence flush, the grieving is just, the thieving from us, insulted and cut. This evening we bust, our pay is unstable and under the table. We like free speech, but we love free cable. We're talk from the cradle, the Bill Gates fable, which leads to high speeds and viewers disabled. We have no excuses, just great alibis. And poker faces you can't analyze. Our politicians sell our soul and our cries with blood on the hands they can't sanitize. What they have not, but we're also the don't get. Not just talking about the left with the chrome kit. You can do that by yourself with the bow, but it's all on shit. Then toast with petroleum. We are the one. We'll see you faint here today. Go get your stomach. We can fight. It's your disgrace. Smash up your face. That's just the time.
Jesus Christ, people. Oh, my God. Was I muted that whole fucking time? What a piece of shit. God damn it.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balcone.
Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Love, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, it's Vince in the Bay back with you for another edition of Mega Show, Disorderly Conduct, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's me, VITB for life, 347-826-7667. Outside lands is finally over. Finally finito. No more outside lands. So I'm watching all the dejected souls filing back into the streets of San Francisco after the show. I got to actually hear some. I could hear for a little while. I could hear Arcade Fire was performing at one point, and I could hear them perfectly from the studio window here. It was amazing. Just like Friday night when I could hear Fish, but I had to close the window because the smell and stench of patchouli and dirty, sloppy hippies were wafting through the air. So I want to give some shout outs to the chatters, in a second, but first I want to give a shout out to all the people that have tweeted me. We got Duels Only, Smokestacks, Crappy Tires, The Aborted Fetus, Quickset Zero, Callista GS, No Doors Closed, Duels Only. Oh, I already said Duels Only, bastard. Rain Coaster, thank you for retweeting the broadcast. Evil Sexy Bitch, shouts out to you. Shouts out, of course, to Op Bart, Bowl of Cereal Guy, and Your Anon News for tweeting me and the broadcast tonight. That's good shit. And I also have a question here from... Oh, man, I always have to write these down. I'm part retarded. What is this? Eratus. I don't know. It's 3R38U5. What the fuck does that mean? I can't read your shit, you goddamn... hacker troll motherfuckers. Like, you guys code with all this shit and I can't even read it. I'm just give him a shout out in the chat room. How about that? Bum, bum, bum. This dude. The hell does that mean? Erebus? He's in the chat room himself. Oh, sweet. Erebus. Okay. Good times, everybody. Good times. All right, so I have some callers I want to chime in here. I've got waiting patiently right now. We have Justin. What's up, Justin? You're on the line. What's on your mind?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fantabulous, Justin. Had some time to follow things in real time on the internet today while this whole Operation BART thing got underway, and it was pretty exciting to see, kind of reminiscent to me of, oh, I don't know, a couple of months ago when PBS went down in real time due to LulzSec.
Yep.
It was kind of reminiscent of that, but, you know, different circumstances, different ball game, whole different scenario, but it was exciting to see that unfold in real time, and it was interesting. What are your thoughts?
Well, unfortunately, you know, I wasn't able to see it happen, you know, in real time, but I was trying to keep up with it on Twitter and Facebook as much as I could. And I'm telling you, man, I was driving, and I remember my phone just made a buzz and told me a new post from Anon News came up, and I was excited. I had the biggest smile on my face driving down the highway.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. That was a very, very interesting unfolding of events. And I think it's only getting started. They're going to do a protest tomorrow here in San Francisco at the Civic Center BART station. And, you know, God knows what's going to happen on the interwebs as well during, you know, between now and then. But at the very, very least, that's going to be an interesting protest. I'm sure Well, the original protest that on Thursday that had gotten this whole thing, that is the reason for this whole thing. I think that original protest, they were expecting something like 200 or 300 people. And
well,
now
last time I checked, it was around 250 on Thursday. And that was, you know, before this whole fiasco kind of, you know, they kind of got out of hand. It was, I want to say, between 2 and 250 on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. And now I think this new protest tomorrow on Monday is going to be that and then some now. I think with extra media hype, it'll probably be double that at least, right? You would hope.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. You know, the more the merrier, and especially the more, I think the more people that will be out there, the more that the point will get across.
Absolutely. That's such a hotbed. And they don't even have to go into the BART station itself. There's so much goddamn traffic right outside, right at the entrance where the cable car turnaround is right there. Well, I'm thinking of Powell Street. Oh, Civic Center. Wait a second. No, Civic Center is a totally different ballgame. Civic Center is, I mean, you could do it to the, at the front, at the entrance. Well, but I think the ideal BART station is really Powell Street, because that's the most traffic. Are you kidding me?
Well, I heard that a lot of people were heading over to the Civic Center as well, too. From what I've been reading, a lot of people are just spreading out. Just to get the base grounds of the area, kind of to surround it from as many places as they can.
Yeah, I just think that if you're gonna do a protest, Civic Center, unless you have just like a ton of people and you can fill up that whole, because I'm thinking of Civic Center, not the actual inside the station, but outside of it, there's that. There's a big open space where there's a lot of room where you could just, you know, a lot of people would just stand and picket there peacefully and with no problems. But the thing is, they wouldn't see a lot of foot traffic there, though. They would just be, unless there's like a farmer's market or something going on, it's just mostly just like homeless people and transients right there. The more ideal place for this type of thing would be at the Powell Street BART, outside the Powell Street BART station, because that's like tourist central. I mean, it's a mob scene there all the time. There would be so many people so many people would see this. You know, it would be amazing because that's right by the cable car turnaround. And there's usually, on a regular day, there's usually like 300 people just there on a normal day. So that's 300 people like guaranteed, you know, every hour that are going to see that. As opposed to Civic Center, where, you know, there's a handful of people that get in on and off on Civic Center. I mean, the rush hour people that come out, maybe the idea they're thinking, because the Civic Center is obviously right where the government building is and all the government employees will get in on that station. If that's the plan, and they're doing it at rush hour, so if that's the plan, I can kind of see that. But,
yeah, I think that's what they were going for, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, that makes sense then. That makes sense. I'm thinking more of just like eyeballs, just people that are just like seeing these, you know, the protesters. You're going to get more people that are going to see it at Powell, but it makes sense because BART, it is, after all, it's BART.gov, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, all right, fine, what do I know? Civic Center is, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, the way I think about it is if, you know, 200, 250 people are going to show up anyway, you know, and now in hopes of pretty sure that we've got that doubled, I mean, I'm thinking that if it's doubled, why not send, you know, half of them, to the Civic Center and keep the other half there?
Your Anon News makes a good point. He says it's at Civic Center because that's where they shut off the cell service. So, duh.
Oh, well, there
Thank
you
God
go.
He's in
yeah.
the chat room. Because if Your Anon News wasn't in the chat room, I'd be lost. I'd just be making shit up. Just like, oh, you know, I think, you know what these guys should do? They should just go out to go out to Colma BART station. Go out to the Colma BART station. No, go out to the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART station. That's where you should go.
They should just do the whole thing at Denny's.
That's right, dude. Oh, my God. All right, dude, let's take another call here. You want to hang on, Justin, or what's up?
I mean, I'll do whatever, man. I ain't got nothing but time.
All right, if you want to chime in, you're welcome to. Let me bring on Josh now. I got a caller now named Josh. Josh, you're on. You want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just fucked up how they're trying to censor our phone calls. And I mean, it's the next step to what oppression and turning into China. I mean, I pay my phone bill. Do they pay it?
Dude, this comes back to what I say, dude. I said, you know, because a lot of people are really pissed off. They're like, this is stealing personal information. They're stealing their personal information. I'm like, first of all, it's not stealing, okay? It's not stealing. I'm not saying it's not a bad, what they're doing isn't, you know, potentially bad. I'm just saying it's not stealing, dude. Stealing is when, like, I take your car and you don't have it anymore because I stole it, all right? You don't have your car. I stole it. Now, your login, your name and password, it was shared without consent. Let's put it that way. All right.
Yeah.
Shared without consent, which is a bad thing, I think. Yes. Very bad. Bad, 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 Anonymous. Sharing without consent. Very bad. Very bad. But hey, you know what? Hey, Bart, shutting down cell service. Very bad. Very bad. Illegal. Maybe not illegal. But not very nice. Not very nice. Not very fair, is it? Is it fair?
You know, it comes down to the whole part of censorship and just for the fact that we have freedom of speech. I mean, you know, it's what everyone has fought for and tried to preserve in this country.
Yeah. It's the fucking police state, dude. God damn it. Fucking Alex Jones, you piece of shit. Why'd you have to fucking get it? God damn it. I blame Alex Jones, dude.
Hey, I'm right with you.
Speaking of which, I think we have Alex Jones on the line now. What's up, Alex? No. 111 caller block.
Hello,
caller.
Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up?
Obama. Well, first, if you see smoke on the horizon,
that
doesn't exist. I want to join the state troopers in Texas. Over the hill on the enemy's campfires, those don't exist.
All right.
All right.
There he is.
There he is.
Good times. Justin just dropped off. He's just, yeah, I don't blame you, Justin. That's enough of that.
But still, I mean, it just comes down to the point of it's fucked up. You know?
Yeah, I just think, like I said, I think they are going to lose ultimately in the battle of the court of public opinion. And good luck with that, Bart. That's all I'm saying. I like Bart. I like writing Bart. I have never had a problem. I've never, you know, I pay my fare. I, you know, keep my nose clean. I don't, whatever, you know, whatever. Okay. I've had no problems. Actually, to tell you the truth, I was on Bart yesterday. Kishu and I went out and had dinner out in Berkeley. We took Bart out there. And, I had a pleasant experience on BART. It was fantastical. I had full 3G uninterrupted service in the tube, the Transbay tube, which I thought was amazing.
Well, not for long.
The Transbay, you know? Tube, like I was literally Vince in the bay, or under the bay, really. Vince under the bay. It was cool, man, and it was perfectly fine. Now, somebody asked me today on Twitter. They said, "Well, did you see if the internet was censored on BART?" And I didn't happen to frequent any or attempt to frequent a X-rated site via my phone.
Well,
I like to keep that to my computer, not my phone.
Was it more or less censored or just straight turned off? Because what I read, it was just you couldn't even access, you couldn't call, nothing.
It was just for Thursday, dude. They just shut it down Thursday. I was on it yesterday.
Okay.
It was working fine yesterday, is what I'm saying. And when it's working, it's working great, yeah. And that's the thing is, 5 years ago, they didn't have that. That wasn't available on BART. Like first, you couldn't get it anywhere in the station or the trains, the tunnel, nothing. You couldn't get nothing, jack shit. Then they made it to where you could get it in the station, and then you could get it like some places in the tunnels, and now you can just get it. You know, now it's just available everywhere. That's BART, though. Now, Muni is another story. That Muni is the San Francisco transportation just within San Francisco. It's not the greater. BART, you know, hits Oakland, Fremont. It goes all over the place, San Francisco. And so, but BART, or not BART, but Muni is still a little bit behind the curve. They don't, I think they only have it in the stations, not in the actual tunnels.
More
useless information, whatever.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, no, this is just another symptom of the times we're in. You know, the whole legal system is playing catch up as always, and they're like really, really, really far behind when it comes to keeping up with all this technology and just coming up with simple terms of what people to call the stuff that these people are doing. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, it also comes down to the point where you have people that gather like Anonymous. And it's just, I mean, I don't know if it's going to help. I don't know if it's going to, you know, I mean, it can help a little bit, but it can't be that much. It's going to cause a riot in the end. And then, well, we're going to be forced to turn to something like China, you know, where we just, you know, brutal force is used.
Yeah. For sure. Over 9,000 protesters will be in attendance tomorrow, folks.
Holy shit.
It's going to be, that's what I'm hearing. That's what my sources are telling me. Over 9,000 protesters are expected tomorrow. You can tweet that. In fact, everybody right now, if you don't mind, you can tweet me, but don't even tweet me. Just tweet out that there are going to be over 9,000 protesters expected tomorrow at the Civic Center BART station. Just see if that see where that goes, or tell that to all the news reporters. I know who was it? Crappy Tires. Crappy Tires said he was in an IRC chat and there was a media person in there asking him stuff. I was like, dude, you should have told him that there's going to be over 9,000 people already, planned for tomorrow. Like,
well,
you know?
For one, I believe that that's a troll. It's one of the trolls that everyone says over 9,000.
I realize that, but see, the media doesn't though. You gotta simmer it down
true.
There. Simmer it down there. Come on, let's.
Okay.
rules 1 and 2. Hello. Come on now, bro.
Well,
play along here. Come on. God damn it! I hope your real name isn't Josh, or else you're in trouble, bro.
They'll be coming after me pretty soon.
Oh, they are. They're already hot on your tail right now, bro.
Good.
The voice recognition software is out of control these days.
Did it cost over 9,000?
Yeah. Everything. Oh my God! Speaking of over 9,000, I believe we have over 9,000 people in the chat room right now. Shouts out to them: Anonymous 420, Anonymous X Freak, Artie's World, Billy Walsh in the building, Cyber War News, Erebus. Fuck, my bad. Ethan Myers. Ghost Pickles? I love that name, Ghost Pickles. Callista, Kishu, Kills, Malco, Motormouth News, Nuclear Gimp, Stabby McHugs, Super Dog Pain, Swank Ivy, The One Called L, Tornado 1337, or... Actually, it's not 1337. It's Elite, right? Elite. Tornado Elite. Is that how I'm supposed to say that? Tornado Elite.
Yeah.
And Wendigo and Urinon News. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anonymous 420 wants to plug freemercedes.org. Freemercedes.org. Mercedes is, I think, one of the former Lulzsuckers, if you want to call it. Call him that. One of the Lulzsuckers that is going to be going to trial or up for arraignment or whatever the fuck they call it, the initial proceedings in San Jose on, I believe it's on September 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And that's right down the block, down the street from me. I actually am familiar with that courtroom. I've been in that courtroom myself. And so I'm familiar with the venue, and I think I'm gonna make sure I have that day off and go down and check her out and support her and see what the hell is going on with that. And if you're in the Bay, why not come out and support her? This is what this is the same kind of shit that the Free State Project people do. The Free Staters. You familiar with the Free Staters in New Hampshire?
No, I'm not.
Oh my God! You got to check out the Free State Project. It's all these liberty activists that have decided they are going to move. They all pledged to move to New Hampshire. They vote. They voted on a state that they wanted to move to. And essentially, I guess their plan is to secede from the Union.
Oh wow!
So they started this movement called the Free State Project. They all are congregating. It's all they're trying to get 20,000 liberty activists to move to New Hampshire by 2020 or something like that. 20,000 activists by 2020, I think I might be wrong, but I think that's the general idea. And they don't have everybody there, obviously, right now. I think they only have like 10,000 people pledged, and maybe of those 10,000, maybe 6,000 are already living there, but they already have a very, very, very high concentration of activists there. And so they have this really solid support network, and all they do is troll the local government all day long. It's all they do is troll the fucking feds. It's or not the feds, just the it's usually the local courthouse or whatever. They do these 420 protests every 420. They go into the town square and everybody lights up, and of course they got citations and people went to jail, and the activists go to jail, and they all go to jail with their video cameras, and then the activists in the audience with their video cameras go to jail, and then they go to their trials with video cameras, and other activists come in and they go to jail for bringing in video cameras, and it's just a fucking
never-ending circle.
It's the shit storm of fucking civil disobedience, dude. It's fucking retarded, but they have so many activists there that they can just keep doing it, dude. It's insane. And they have this guy who does a radio talk show, a legit terrestrial radio station talk show. It's syndicated over like, I don't know, maybe 40 stations, and it's called Free Talk Live. And if you go to freetalklive.com, it's on at 4 o'clock my time, so that's 7 Eastern. And they just talk about liberty. They're libertarians, so they talk about liberty involved subject matter. A lot of them, during the last elections, they were all trying to hype up Ron Paul and stuff, and so it's that kind of small L libertarian, anarcho capitalist sort of talk show. And one of the guys that runs that show, the lead host, the main host for it, he's an activist himself, and he's in jail for the next 90 days. And so right now his show is kind of on autopilot. It's like other people filled in for him. The show is still going on, but he's in jail for 90 days because he was same thing. He was at a friend's court appearance, and he was there just to witness it in the back, and he wouldn't take off his hat or something, or he wouldn't stand and acknowledge the judge or something, or he wouldn't call him Your Honor. He would just call him by his name, like, yes, John Smith, instead of Your Honor. And he got some sort of disorderly conduct, what do they call it when you speak out in court?
Contempt of court, I think.
Whatever, whatever. They gave him some shit like that, and they gave him, I think they gave him 66 months, but somehow they commuted it down to like 90 days or something. And that's what these kids do. It's just a nonstop troll on the government there locally. And it's to the point now where like those 420 fests that I was telling you about, where they still do them. They still do have a 420 smoke out in the town square there. every day, but the cops don't fuck with them anymore. The cops just let them do it.
There's no point at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, more power to them, right?
Yeah. So that's just an example. What's crazy is these guys, their whole philosophy is they're like anti-commune, anti-communist. They're all about the individual. They're the exact antithesis of like the anarchists out here and these black bloc, you know, rabble rousers. Their ideology is totally different. They hate the state. They hate the collective mentality. Yet they have this little hybrid collective, you know. But it's a network of sovereign individuals, and I love it. I think it's a great inspiration. And I see a lot of that in Anonymous. That's why I'm really fascinated with Anonymous. Obviously, you know, that's been a hot subject matter here for a while. But to me, I just see this most of this Anonymous activity I see as civil disobedience. And it's the same thing. These people are going to go to court. And why not? You know, you kids should rally together and go to each other's court appearances and you know, support each other and just keep it going. I mean, if you're doing something that's a worth, you know, if it's a worthwhile cause and you really, you know, if it's really worth going through the rigmarole for, you'll eventually get, you know, you'll eventually win. Like the 420 Fest out there in New Hampshire.
Well,
I think
it's more or less
New Hampshire.
Up for what you believe in.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you're standing up for killing people, obviously, you know, hopefully that's not going to succeed. You know,
exactly.
So I take it on a case by case basis. This BART thing, I can't say I approve necessarily or disapprove, but I can certainly empathize and with the frustration. And I think BART made a bad move by a really bad. It was a really bad PR move, in my mind. And you know, I felt bad for these people who got their login information exposed, and in some cases, you know, their address or whatever they decided to input into this My BART thing. It should just teach you, you know, they'll teach those people not to put in that information. So you could still use mybart.org. Just don't put in your fucking phone number. Why does mybart.org need to know your phone number? Are they going to fucking call you? No.
No, they don't give a shit about you.
Yeah, exactly. Unless to get some sort of text message, you know, updates or something. But still, dude, I don't know. Email, in this day and age, everybody's got a smartphone, or you can get email, you know, forwarded to your texting. I don't know, man. I wouldn't put that stuff in. Like, I certainly wouldn't put my address, my full address and all that. You know, not that people can't find me, but still, it's like, that's not really relevant to the service. MyBART.org, all you need to know is like what your nearest station is. Just put in, you know, your neighborhood or your city or whatever, and that should be, you know, good enough, because that's how BART works. It just goes from city to city. It doesn't, you know, if you live in San Leandro, all you have to should have to put in this fucking MyBART.org is San Leandro. That's, you know, and you should, that should all be all the information that they need from you.
Exactly.
And
I mean, they're not going to mail you fucking packages.
It almost shouldn't even. Why should you even have a user account to begin with? I don't get it.
No,
it's
I don't
just
understand.
So, it's just so that they can market to you in some way, shape, or form, because that's what that website was for. It was all about marketing. It was about marketing to people traveling around town, like people that go into events. Like, they'll give you, like, you know, heads up on group packages to the A's game or something like that, you know?
So some shit that you're not even going to care about regardless.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is like this goes back to this thing I saw. There's this conference, this bloggers conference called Blog World. They have a conference every year. And they had an application to fill out to be a potential speaker at this blogging conference. And I was like, you know, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Hell, I could do a blogger conference. Why not? Maybe I should be a speaker. What the hell? Put me on one of these fucking panels. So I look at their form to fill out, and they're like asking you, you know, to fill out basically to sign up for their social network, you know, blogworld.org or whatever the fuck it was, .com. I don't know. And they, you know, the whole application to be a speaker require one of the drop down menu questions for like password retention was your social security number. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Are you shitting me? I'm like, obviously you could put a fake number in there, but Jesus Christ, how many assholes are going to put their real fucking social security number in there? Are you
shitting? You know what? They're idiots to begin with, though. That's what I'd say.
That's a blogger conference. And I called him out on Twitter. I was like, dude, this is like straight up like, you know, this is like fucking almost like a phishing scam or some shit, dude. You know, that's like, it's just not cool. And I called them out on that, and they were just like, oh, you should call us. Give us your phone number. Call us. And I was like, I'm not giving you shit, dude. You want my social security number? Now you want my phone number? Why don't you just fucking. And that, so I gave him my call-in number to my show. I was like, why don't you call into my radio show and tell me about it, dude? And he never called back. He never tweeted back to me. So, whatever.
No, they're fucking idiots. It is like a big fishing deal, you know?
Yeah, let's take some more calls, shall we? We got somebody that's been waiting for 20 goddamn minutes. Jesus Christ. Area code 831, you're on the air with Vince and Josh tonight. What's going on?
Hey, is it me?
That's you, dude. Who are you and what's on your mind?
I am Kay. And I want to know if you were going to the event tomorrow.
You're Kay?
Yeah, I'm Kay.
Wait, you're MK?
What?
Is it by MK or K?
No,
the letter K
my
or
name
like
is
M?
K.
Your name is K.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. K, K-A-Y, whatever.
All right, I just want to get it right, dude. All right, K.
Okay.
Check this out, K. Yeah, I'm going to try to show up tomorrow at the protest. I want to support this, dude. Totally, man. I'll be
oh,
there
awesome,
to, wait,
awesome.
To witness it. Yeah, sure. Why not? Why the fuck not, dude?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not. I'm not going to rabble. I'm not going to do anything illegal, dude. I'm just going to exercise my First Amendment right like anybody else.
Yeah.
And I will be unplugged. So they'll they're not going. FCC is not going to have any Vince in the Bay kill switch. So,
you'll come down to the platform, or
I'm not gonna go inside the station. No, I mean I can't speak for what these anonymous kids are gonna do, but I know that I will show up to bear witness and help just add another body to the masses in protest. I mean, I would presume they're gonna just congregate somewhere where they can be peacefully seen and heard.
Yeah.
And I'll show up, but I'm not going to like I saw some protests in the past where these people were jumping on fucking trains and stuff. That
Holy
I do not condone. That is fucking retarded. All right, you're asking for trouble. I do not
the
condone.
The hell then? London or something?
No, it was in here in the Bay Area. It's on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube. I think it might have been was it Thursday? It might have been actually the Thursday protest. I think it was in reaction to them shutting off the communications. Like these people were pissed
really?
Because they couldn't communicate. They couldn't do their flash mob coordination. So they got pissed. So they just started jumping on the trains and shit. It was nuts. That's fucking like, dude, it's cool, dude. You just like, you don't do that kind of shit. You just wait, live to fight another day, as they say. Seriously, those are the people that, you got to question whether they're right in the head to begin with, and they're not just looking for an excuse to rabble rouse and vandalize. And it's the same thing with the London riots, dude. It's the same thing. There's always that 1-2% of the bad apples that spoil it for the bunch. Unfortunately,
this will be perfectly peaceful, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
This will be perfectly peaceful, I'm sure. I mean, like, Anon-type people, they're just like, computer people.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, but you got to realize.
Yeah. Oh, totally. There's a bunch of nerds with huge brains and that can see fucking bullshit when it's handed to them.
But you also got to realize that there are trolls in real life, too, and they're going to come there just to start shit in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, that's nothing new. That's just life in the protesting world. Whether it's Anonymous or anybody else, like, there's protests going on almost every fucking day, it seems like, for God knows what. There's this website, indienews.org or indie something. They have a huge contingent here in the Bay Area. Like, whenever they post something on there, there's always like at least 200 or 300 people on there at their events. You know, they do it during the Oscar Grant thing. Oh my God, there's protesters. Pretty much anytime something was popping off with the Oscar Grant thing, there would be a mass protest and vandalism, and you know, it mostly in Oakland. You know, they obviously, because that's where that was. But
now you're supposed to wear red.
Yeah, because we're Bloods, not the Crips. Fuck the Crips.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear red, are you?
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I haven't picked out my ensemble yet. I don't know. Jesus.
Yeah. Ask him on a date.
Myself. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm just going to show up and see what's up and just, you know, help show support for the cause. And document it,
actually,
too. I'm going to do some reporting. I want to bring my camera and try to do some reporting and talk to some kids and see what's up. And hopefully
awesome.
Hopefully provide some of that reportage here on this program tomorrow night for y'all.
Awesome.
Vincent the Bay is going to be on the scene reporting live, bitches. Well, not reporting live, but recording, whatever. I could report live, though. I could Ustream. I can do that little fucking Ustream shit on my phone. It looks like ass, but, you know, there's something there.
I'll be there with a couple friends from Sacramento. We're driving tomorrow, so maybe you'll see us and talk to us.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, dude. For sure.
You know, it's going to be pretty intimidating. There's going to be a lot of security there, I'm sure, because were you going into a transition there?
No. Go. Continue with your thought, please.
I went on the, there's like BartTV.com or something like that, which turned out to be just a link to their YouTube page. And there was a video that was posted like yesterday that like the BartTV propaganda section of BART put out that showed the station the day they shut the cell phones down, and the place was just crawling with cops. It was pretty crazy. And they
interviewed. Check this out.
I was right.
Check this out. People have already started tweeting. Wendigo. Over 9,000 protesters expected tomorrow to pop BART. Ghost Pickles says, over 9,000 protesters tomorrow at Civic Center. Let's see. Erebus says something else. No, there was – who else said it? I'm looking at these retweets. If you want me to give you a shout-out on the air, just retweet or tweet over 9,000 protesters out tomorrow for Op BART. And, of course, you're going to get an automatic response from that something Flash Zappa person. There's some bot out there. I'm going to do it, too. Over 9,000 protesters expected tomorrow for Op BART. So yeah, I'll tweet that, and I should get an automatic response from this dude. This one guy, he always, it's like a bot, I'm pretty sure. And he always responds with 9,000 question mark exclamation point. Can't fucking talk. And then people are responding, like, Pix Please says, really? That would be something.
Oh my God.
Sweet. Yeah, that's right, folks. You heard it here first. There's going to be over 9,000 protesters expected tomorrow for Operation BART. It's at, there we go. IndieBay.org. Thank you, Yournon News. That's the site I was talking about, IndieBay.org. They have it up there. It's protest BART's attack on free speech and civil rights, Monday, August 15th. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Civic Center BART Station, San Francisco, California. Spread this widely. Invite all your friends. Grab the kids. Call your friends and neighbors. Put your shoes and socks on. It's right around the corner. It's Civic Center BART Station. We, No Justice on No BART, encourage people to mobilize alongside Anonymous in defense of civil liberties and against the creeping police state. Stand up for your rights and for those of your fellow citizens. This 5 p.m. protest has been called by the hacker collective Anonymous and is not explicitly organized by No Justice, No BART. People have been encouraged to wear, quote, blood-stained shirts to symbolize the blood that was at the hands on the hands of the BART police. When we mobilized against an instance of police brutality, we are speaking justice for all victims of police repression. We hope this protest will underscore that the suppression of civil liberties is a form of police repression targeted at our entire society. Sorry. Specific plans for this demo remain elusive, but it appears planned to test the lengths to which the BART police and BART administration are prepared to go to suppress our First Amendment rights. We encourage everyone to respect the tone of this protest by having a camera ready. Bring signs, flyers, and anything that facilitates freedom of expression and assembly. We encourage all participants to learn your rights ahead of time and be prepared to exercise them. Expect BART police to lie to you about what they are. Read our response to BART's Mubarak-style shutdown of cell phone service at nojusticenobart.blogspot.com. And, yeah, there you go. That was a statement via indiebay.org from the No Justice, No BART people, which that's the group that did the protest on Thursday, which they shut down the cell phone service at. So what I'm saying is, like, all those people that went to that protest on Thursday are probably going to be like, oh, shit, now Anonymous wants to come into this. I think they're going to be, like, all there tomorrow, too.
It's going to double.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Or not, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
Did your nominees ever reply to you about how he's able to keep so much going?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Did your non-news reply to you about the, you know, one iPhone in one hand, a BlackBerry in the other, and the toes on the keyboard?
Oh, I did not get confirmation about how many mobile devices and or laptops your non-news is juggling at any one time. Your non-news is in the chat room. Perhaps your non-news can confirm or deny the rumors.
Might be sensitive information.
Yeah, that could be sensitive for sure. Yeah. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about Operation BART, which is already underway. The mybart.org site was defaced today. There was a leak of user login password information. Blah, blah, blah. There's been a protest scheduled for tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be good times and a lot of fun. I was hoping I was going to get some reportage from Kishu, but she's like passed out right now. She actually went to a raid today over at with the Chanology kids. There's this group of Chanologists. I swear to God, they are troopers. They're left out. I think they somehow got teleported here from the year 2008, and they're still picketing outside of the Scientology building. So that was happening today, and Kishu was down there hanging out with them. I hope they show up tomorrow for this. I hope they stay teleported here from 2008 and join us here in 2011 at Operation BART, which again hit the headlines, hit the news. I heard it was on MSNBC. I heard it was on CNN, and it was here on the local news, ABC 7. And I think what we'll do is we'll pause, take a little commercial break, and then I'll play the clip. Again, the clip from earlier today that was on ABC 7 News. All right. But first, a message from the good people at Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Get off BART and you're there.
BART, punta ka doon.
BART and you're there.
Agarra el BART y estás ahí.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're there.
BART, you're there.
BART and you're there. BART, vamos a fight it not. BART and we're there.
Par le pied de BART, on est là-bas.
Take BART, you're there.
BART and you are there.
BART and you're there.
That's a good line.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Anonymous is fucking here again. It's Operation Bart. It's in effect and in the building. I didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it, but somebody did because it's here. And those bastards, Anonymous, are here as well. And once again, you heard it here first. Over 9,000 protesters expected tomorrow for the festivities at... from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., I guarantee you there'll be over 9,000 people. I'll count them. You want me to count them? There'll be over 9,000 people there. All right. Once again, it's tomorrow, big protest, 5 p.m. Pacific time at the BART station at Civic Center. And, I don't know. And that's, of course, the station where the shooting went down and where that protest went down last Thursday that was thwarted sort of by the officials there shutting down cell phone service. And
what?
There is no 520 number that wants to be brought on, but if there's any callers that want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's check in with Melissa Hopkins. Melissa, what's going on?
Hey, man. Sorry, just dropped the phone. I've been waiting. And as soon as you pulled me up, I dropped my phone. But I do have a couple of questions. I'll be quick, but I think they're critical. So I tried to ask them in order here. I'm trying to understand what happened with BART, and I think I understand it now. So here's my first question that I think is important to ask. Since BART is a public entity, and it sounds like that they cut off phone call access, is that right?
Yeah.
That was a major
this
thing.
This is BART and you. This is BART and you. Yeah. It's
okay.
Here's the jingle.
Since BART is a public.
Get on BART and you're there.
BART.
Get on BART and there. You get on BART and you're there. You're on in.
Right.
In,
so, but since BART's a public entity, shouldn't they be allowed to, one, shut on or shut off access to conversations? And should they also not, since it's public owned, be able to tap or listen into any private conversation on BART?
Should they? Are you asking me? Should they or shouldn't they?
It's a question for you and your call and your listeners.
Well, what do you think? First off, what do you think the answer is?
I don't. I think it is a part of that is new, and it is a part of the Patriot Act, and I do not think it should be allowed, but it is. And so if you want to protest, I think you should protest your local congressperson. That's the person that can affect it more than anybody, because they're the ones that are lobbying public money to be given to BART. And a part of the tie-in, if you will, to get money, public money for BART, is to sign on to the Patriot Act. So as you're basically signing a contract that's already in place that says that they can do that. So you can protest all you want to. I don't think it's going to help unless you get enough people to protest your congressperson that covers those jurisdictions, that covers the whole BART, the whole BART line, if you will. The other thing I would say is I just want to throw this out there. You were talking about your listeners. I average, on a bad day, I have 30,000 live listeners per broadcast. I have over 185 regular radio stations cover my show live. And I have over 150 stations that replay my show at least 3 times or more per day, that day on a delayed broadcast. So if you want to...
That's well over 9,000 listeners, I believe. That's amazing. Let's try another call here. We have I Am Called a Cesspool on the line now. What's up, Cesspool?
Hey, tell Melissa nobody gives a fuck about how many listeners she has. Fuck's sake, quit bragging about your listeners. Jesus, I'm about to tune out of the fucking show. Vince, take her off, for fuck's sake.
I'll take that into consideration. Thanks, Cesspool. Appreciate the input. Once again, this broadcast is brought to you in part by Bay Area Rapid Transit. Remember, folks, it's BART and you.
Get off BART and you're there.
BART, punta ka doon.
BART and you're there.
Agarra el BART y estás ahí.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're fried.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're plastic.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're dead.
BART and you're there.
BART, you're dead.
BART, vamos a fight to nuts. BART and we're
BART
there.
BART,
let's see the BART. On el ABA.
Take BART, you're there.
BART
and you are there.
BART and you're there. That's
BART.
A good line.
BART's your mom. I love the trains.
Winning.
347-826-7667 is the numero. I got a caller here. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this? Hello? Caller? Okay. Thought I had somebody here on the line with me. Well, let's see. Melissa's still here with me. Melissa, are you...
The only thing I'm saying is that I'm not bragging about my show. I'm just saying, you're talking about 9,000 people showing up. Is it the Powell station? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have 9,000 people show up at the Powell station, you may have the local ABC station pick it up. National media may or may not pick it up. I have stations that will pick it up live all over the country, live, and I'll have even more stations repeat what you guys are wanting to say at the protest 3 times or more in 1 day, and it will also be picked up around the world.
Amazing. So, I appreciate them, Melissa. You are a godsend. Let me take a call here. Area code 520. 520, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. You just called in on area code 520. You're on the air.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
Hi, sir. I'm so sorry. I missed that. You know, I've been listening to you. I found you by following all of these anonymous and low-sex guys on Twitter. I think what they're doing is well-intentioned, but I think they're going to start hurting some folks. And with releasing their private information, that's going to cause some damage. I think we need to be really careful with what they're doing. You know, I've been following these guys for a while, and it's scary what they can do. And I do have one question for you. I have a Tor running on my computer. Now, I'm a dork. I want to be dork. I'm running Safari, Opera, Firefox, you know, IE, all the stuff, and I've got 10 tabs open in each because I'm hyperactive that way. And so I'm looking for an across-the-board proxy that will work with all of these browsers. And then it's a pain in the ass. Can I cuss on your show? It's a pain in the ass.
Dude, that you can say more than ass. Dude, you can get naughty,
okay,
sister. We have phone sex on here. I have a program called Party Sexy Time where I just have phone sex all night long. I don't even talk about politics.
Okay, I'm not going there with you. Okay.
I can turn down the lights and we can shut this down. It could just
seriously
be you and
no,
me.
We're not going there. Seriously, no. I'm not going there. Okay. I'm sitting here and my office is covered with boards of legislation that was passed within the last 18 years. Okay? My birthday is 9/11. That was kind of like a kick in my ass to start doing some research and to start paying attention and to start digging. And you know what? This digging is pulling up some pretty seriously bad shit. Oh my God, I have such a potty mouth. Would you people pull your heads out of your asses and start looking at voting records and start looking at legislation that has been co-sponsored, written, you know, sponsored, anything? Do you people have a head? Honestly, this is so infuriating, you know? I have been busting my ass for 10, 12 years. For what?
Yeah.
For more people just to be goddamn stupid.
Hey, you can't control them, though. You can't control them. All you can do is watch yourself and take.
I don't want to control them. I just
want
to
as long as you behave.
Say,
hey, why don't you be an example then? Why, instead of complaining about these kids, why don't you be the example?
Honey, I've beat my ass up for 10 years trying to get the word out, and all I get was, oh, she's a conspiracy theorist. People have closed minds, and they don't want to listen. They don't want to change their opinion. Because
I'm listening. I'm listening. Convince me of your point. Like, what is it that's really eating you up about? Like, for example, this specific example here that we're talking about tonight. Operation BART. Is there anything about this that you have a serious problem with? And what would be your solution to calling attention to this subject matter? How would you? Because obviously you have to disagree with the way BART handled things. Like that's like I don't think they need to shut down cell phone service and
absolutely.
Everything to everybody.
There's legislation about this. There has been legislation about this, and they're trying to use the no child porn law.
We've been talking about that on the show.
I know. You can't look at what they're passing. You've got to look at where they're going to take it next. You've got to look at that. So the government is going to take as long as the laws pass and people are allowed to pass, they're going to take advantage of that. They're going to take it to the next step and the next step and the next step. And next thing you know, you don't have any fucking email. This is retarded. And you people are allowing yourself to be accosted by the TSA? Yeah, honestly, if I had the lottery money today, I would buy the Constitution, little booklets. I would pass that shit out, and I would make everyone fucking read it and memorize it. Do you people even know what the goddamn Fifth Amendment is? It's called states' rights. What the fuck do you think the Civil War was about? It wasn't about slavery. It was about civil rights. It was about states' rights. States' rights. Oh, I'm just so pissed at it. My office is a fucking mess. I've got, like, a crawl space to get in here because I have notes and boards and legislation written down. And I have, do you know what? I'm not even a college graduate, but I have taught myself to read legislation. I use Wikipedia to look up words. So I can figure out what the hell this legislation is, you know? Does anyone know about the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act? Does anybody know about that? I don't think so. I don't think so. Does anyone know about the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which started by Clinton in 1996? That was a Patriot Act precursor. Is anybody fucking paying attention here?
Oh, yeah.
Honest.
Well, yeah,
my
absolutely.
My office is a fucking mess because my fucking pants, man, I've got notes where, oh, God, my office is hell. I'm just so mad. I'm just so mad.
You're mad?
I know.
Are you mad?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm getting some really, really terrible feedback. It's like a serious feedback party coming on, going on over there.
That always happens when I get that a lot.
You just wait. Just in general, when you talk to people on the phone, you get feedback. That's not a good. Oh, she left. She hung up. What the hell? Why she got to go hang up like that? Oh, great. Is she mad? I think she's mad. All right, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm trying to get some clips lined up here, but it's not going to happen. Oh my God, we only have 15 minutes left. Fuck, we're almost done. Thank God, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a cavalcade of madness. Shouts out to Josh and another guy. Justin, maybe? Yeah, Josh and Justin, who called in earlier. Melissa Hopkins. And that chick right there from 520, she sounded mad. She was mad. Anyway. Super Dog Pain, you're not in the green room. And nobody's in the green room. I don't know what Super Dog. Who is Super? Is that Cesspool?
My best.
Oh man, you're here, dude. You've been here the whole time. If you can hear me talking, if you can hear the show, you're not in the green room.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why was she so mad?
Well, I don't know. She's gone. She rage quit.
She did, didn't she?
She's gone. She sounded a little bit ADD to me. If there was ever a case of ADD, that might have been it.
Good Lord.
Hey man, I hope she does well in the rest of her travels. Really appreciate her coming through. And that was
one of the highlights
of
the
show
up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jinx. Jinx. Oh man! So, how much do you love Melissa Hopkins?
From 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Like a 4.
Oh really? You register that far? You were pretty pissed. Speaking of being mad, I thought you were gonna rage quit, dude.
I almost did rage quit, actually. She drinks a little too much for my taste and comes on the show slurring all of her words and trying to make sense of stuff that she just can't quite seem to figure out where she wants to go with anything. And it's rather annoying.
Yeah. It is what it is. Okay. Hey, Melissa, I'm going to play this clip for you so you can hear it again. And then we'll come back and wrap up the show.
Have you been listening to me and just
no,
not responding?
I haven't. I have not been listening to you, Melissa. But here it is one more time. The news that hit locally here about Operation BART. Check it out. And I'll be right back to finish things up here on Mega Show.
Now, Anonymous is no stranger to hacking. The group has left its mark on several well-known websites around the world. ABC7's Lillian Kim is live in the newsroom, and Lillian, a spokesperson for the group, actually spoke with us today.
That's right, Alan. Now, Anonymous didn't hold back any punches. The hackers wrote any 8-year-old with an internet connection could have done what they did. Anonymous also wrote that none of the information, including the passwords, was encrypted. This breach has affected 2,000 people. Bart has since emailed those whose information was leaked, and that includes names, email addresses, passwords, and in some cases, home addresses and phone numbers. We spoke to a user of MyBart.org who is among those whose personal information was compromised, and he has spent a good part of the afternoon changing his password on his other accounts.
I understand the reason that they're protesting, but they're hurting the wrong people. They're hurting the commuters, and they're hurting consumers like me who don't have anything to do with BART other than having to ride it as a way to get to and from work. You know, I'm not responsible for what happened. I just use BART because it's there, and I need it to get in and out of the city. So, you know, why do things that attack me?
This is kind of a thumb in the eye to the folks who run BART, and it's a way to that Anonymous feels that it can draw attention to what they view as an abuse of authority and maybe a First Amendment violation when BART pulled the plug on cell phone connectivity a few days ago.
We talked to a spokesperson with Anonymous, and he told us, quote, it was a global attack. They were able to gain access to an admin account for the BART website. Once in, they were able to export the MySQL database. Somebody in Austria named DJ Mash leaked it through his site. The spokesperson, who doesn't want to be identified, also said attempts were made to hack the actual BART website, BART.gov, but he said that failed due to its expansive network of servers. In the newsroom, Lillian Kim, ABC 7 News.
All right, thank you, Lillian.
From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Fucking J, y'all.
Hey, hi, hi. It's Vincent the Bye Bye Bye. Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. Hope y'all are doing fine and dandy. We got about 5 minutes to go. That's just enough time to take a call or two more. If you want to get in on this, you better do it right this second. 347-826-7667. If not, I'm just going to fucking shut her down. But yeah, shouts out to Anonymous. You guys struck again. That was pretty badass. Kudos to you. And, you know, I hope that people understand where I'm coming from. I understand where some people are coming from, but one thing I do know is, I think this just is another example that proves my point that there's only one person responsible for your internet security, and that's you. That's it. Period. Done. End of sentence, paragraph, chapter, verse, finito. Basta. And if you don't like it, then get the fuck off the internet. Let's go around the horn here. I am called Cesspool. You have any parting thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, mate. We should find a topiary, put him back in prison. We can't have criminals running the streets. That simple.
Sweet. Thanks, dude. Appreciate the love. Let's do another, let's see, go down the line here around the horn. Oh, Melissa Hopkins, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Two quick questions. Who was the guy that got put in jail for 90 days for some kind of disorderly conduct or not?
That was Ian Freeman. You can look him up on Google. He's the host of Free Talk Live. If you go to freetalklive.com, that's the website for his radio show. His name is Ian.
Okay.
It's I-A-N, and his last name is Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N.
Okay.
And that's not even – he changed his name legally to Freeman because he's like a hardcore libertarian individualist, whatever. He's got some idea of what the fuck he is. But his real last name
is – Is he from the States, you know, or –
Yes, he grew up in Florida, and he started his radio show in Florida, and then when the Free State Project happened, he moved relocated to New Hampshire, and now he broadcasts out of New Hampshire. So he's in New Hampshire, I want to say Cheshire County is the name of the county. I don't quote me on that, but it's Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live, and tune into their show. Their show's great.
I definitely will. The only other question I have is what exactly do these protesters want to do, these 9,000 protesters? What do they want to protest against?
Over 9,000 protesters want justice for Oscar Grant, and so do I. I'm Vince in the Bay. Kishu, anything you'd like to add before we say goodnight?
Just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, Kishu Zykova, K-I-E-S-H-U-Z-Y-K-O-V-A. I'm so tired. I love you guys, but I just couldn't do it tonight.
All right, there it is. Thanks for coming through, honey. I appreciate the love. And once again, shouts out to the chat room. You guys are badass in there. I appreciate your valiant effort here in the chat room. Anonymous 420, Arizona Ward, Artie's World, Barrel Rolls, Billy Walsh, Cyber War News, Eric Rasmussen, Ethan Myers, Ghost Pickle, ton of guest listeners, Cali Cat, Callista, Kishu, Kills, Malco, Motormouth News, Nuclear Gimp, I can't even say that, I'm tired. Super Dog Pain, Wendigo, and of course, last but certainly not least, your Anon News. Thank you all for coming through. I'm Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's going to do it. Peace out, yo.
You're mistaken if you're thinking that I haven't been caught cold before. As you bit into your strawberry lace, then I put your attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and out of that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. The next time that I caught my own reflection, it was on its way to meet you, thinking of excuses to postpone. You never looked like yourself from the side, but your profile could not hide the fact you knew I was approaching your throne. With folded arms you occupied the bench like toothache, stood and puffed your chest out like you never loved the war. I know I tried so not to suffer the indignity of reaction. There was no crash to grasp or gas to claw. And your pastime consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I hate that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the icky man on rainy afternoon. Uninvited, but not out of impossible, as everyone assumes you are crying lightning. Twisted and deranged, and I ate that little game you had called
crying lightning.
What am I supposed to say? Shouts out to Op Bart hashtag. That's right. If you're listening to this broadcast, go on to Twitter, twitter.com. You want to search for a hashtag Op Bart. Hashtag Op Bart. As in Simpson. Late Gates.